We have done a hot swap on our guests again, and we're gonna change from societies now to firms. Okay.
Okay.
We're gonna move up the ladder today. That's what I've decided. So our guests are my good friend Abby Hutter, and she is the manager of marketing and partnerships for JSFirm.com. She's brought Lauren Miller with her as backup.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Abby is excited about some new partnerships with aviation associations that are helping people find jobs in the industry and helping the industry. And this is really core to what we're working on this week, helping the industry find people for jobs. Abby, Lauren, welcome to Attitude Adjustment.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We're always excited to sit down with you guys and kind of tell you what's new, what's going on, and what we're working on.
So you just did a big partnership MOU with HAI, didn't you?
We did. So our two newest ones are HAI and GAMA. So the General Aviation Manufacturers Association is our newest partnership. It's amazing the way these associations are almost reaching out to us. You know, how can you guys help us? We see what you're doing with AOPA. We see what you're doing with EAA. Can you help us too? And it's been amazing. We're a job website. So as you know, with the shortage for pilots and mechanics, everybody is scrounging, looking for people. We're the place to go.
When you say scrounging, you can't really scrounge in aviation, can you? I mean, these are highly skilled positions, whether it's pilot, mechanic,
right. Manager,
airport administration, you gotta get some skills.
You do. They're not going to just magically appear. So something that we're doing as a company is actually getting into not only the college level, but the high school level. So we've even teamed up with AOPA and their high school initiative, just as far as sharing. If it's something that has our logo, or we have things that have the phonetic alphabet on it, you know, we're sharing it. So when they're introducing aviation to those high school age kids, it's just something to kind of put JS Firm in their brain now, even when they're starting to learn about aviation, that, you know, we're a place. We find that high schools and colleges actually use our website as a research tool to see what experience is needed for different companies or what kind of background they're looking for with people. And you can kind of see when you're 18, 19 years old, hey, if I want to be an AMP mechanic, I'm going to need to get, you know, so much experience and what type of experience. So our website's really become a research tool for all ages.
It's interesting when I was thinking that, because Boeing just brought out a new forecast.
They did.
And it showed that the number of pilots and aviation technicians is a little higher than what they thought it was going to be at the last one. Have you had your eyeballs attached to that a little bit?
So we've been preaching the 2018 results, and now we have to update all of our PowerPoints and our information, you know, increase everything a little bit. And as soon as we got that email, I forwarded it to our team right away, and we were like, oh my God, look, it's higher. Like, it's not, you know, it's worse than what they originally expected.
So does that make you think that the efforts that people have been talking about, I mean, we look at the regional airlines and they've started partnering with the majors and with universities and with companies. And I mean, it doesn't mean that those aren't working, but I guess it means those just aren't enough, are they?
I think it's going to work. It's just so new. Like, now everybody believes and sees the shortage. I feel like JS Firm, I've been with them for 5 years. And the 5 years I've been there, that's all we've been preaching. You know, the shortage. And now, like, we are in it. So all these new initiatives are coming out, and I think they're all great, and everyone's doing what they can. So I think within, you know, a couple years, all of that will really start to pay off, and hopefully those numbers will start to come down a little bit.
Well, I don't know that the numbers are going to come down, but I do believe that we're not going to see the criticalness where smaller airlines, particularly regionals, are parking airplanes.
Absolutely.
I can see that'll begin to flow a little bit better.
Yeah.
But right now, I don't think we can get enough people into the training situation. And that's, you're absolutely right to be looking at the high schools and saying, oh, you could go to this technical college. You could do this, that, the other. I'm wondering how many people are working with UAA, the University Aviation Association, about this as well. Do you know?
I know, I'm not sure on their corporate side, we're corporate members with UAA, and we're partners with them. They're also job partners with us as well, along with ATEC, you know, the Aviation Technician Education Council.
Exactly.
We're really tied in with Crystal and those guys, as well as PAMA and everybody. Anything that we can kind of align with, us as a company, you know, we're just trying to do what we can. We're, you know, small operation, but we do try to tie into those organizations to help in any way that we can, if that's presenting or speaking or, you know, giving out swag to high schoolers so that they understand that aviation is a possibility, in much of the way that a lot of schools across the country have those VOTEC schools. So you can go and learn, you know, get your HVAC license or learn how to be a plumber, which are all great jobs, but nobody's talking about aviation. Like, why aren't kids getting out of the regular high school to go to VOTEC to learn how to be an AMP mechanic?
Exactly, because those programs do exist.
Yeah.
We need more of them, but they do exist.
Absolutely.
And it's a fast track. 18 months later,
yeah,
you have a good job making $40 an hour.
Yeah, and you're going to maybe have $60,000, $70,000 in debt for school versus, you know, 250, like, you get out,
or
and you're gonna get hired right away.
Or maybe not even that, if you play it the right way, because there are a lot of high schools now that are starting A&P programs.
Yeah, we were actually just speaking with Lights from Sun and Fun last night. We were at a Gamma gathering, and we just love everything Sun and Fun does with that high school program, and I know they do everything they can, but that's just one. So we really dump our heart and soul into Sun and Fun and believe what they're doing. And I know they're working with some stuff with Southwest and major airlines that are really tapping into them to help support. So those kids are graduating high school with their A&P license, and Southwest is like, you can send them to Vegas and we're going to hire them.
Oh, absolutely.
At 18, you know?
Absolutely. That, and for our listeners, that's the Central Florida Aviation Academy. There are other schools like that. There's one in New York. Mm-hmm. There's one in Washington State. There's a couple in California, down in Southern California. So there, you know, we're covering the corners, but we need to fill in the middle a little bit. Most definitely.
What do you think about we talked briefly about the cost. I mean, that's still a hurdle for many people, because you can go to the, you know, Embry-Riddle or some other universities that offer flight programs or A&P programs, but people say, I don't have that kind of money. I mean, how do we help bridge that gap?
That is an excellent question that I'm not privy to, but
that's a good answer.
All I can say, I know that if my children came to me, I'm still a few years out from college age, but I'm going to be looking at those fees, and I'm already kind of pushing my kids, like, hey, let's look at this, you know, aviation centric. There's so many scholarships out there that go unclaimed. Just look for scholarships, and sometimes they're oriented based on male, female position, but sometimes all you have to do is write an essay, and it's not even a competition. They just send you money.
Yeah.
So along with looking with scholarships and different things like that, and I think knowing that even if you take out the loans, you're going to get hired. You're going to have a job. It's not like going to school. I went to school for psychology, so still paying for that degree, not using it. You know, you get your A&P license, you're going to be put to work as soon as you graduate, you graduate.
Well, my wife's a shrink, so I can get you a card that will help you over that.
Perfect.
Debt. Okay, anyway. But no, seriously, I mean, we're talking about an awful lot of people all over the industry that are going to be retiring. And companies, I think what I expected to see was the airlines and some corporates might say, look, we want to start, we like you, we met you in high school, and we know that college is going to be a burden. We want to help you along the way. And the deal is that when you graduate, you come work for us for, you know, X number of years, but we'll help. I'll bet you kids would say, sure.
Something over in the Current Education Center, we're actually next to Republic Airlines. There's a young lady over there, I believe her name is Victoria. Her sole job is to connect with college students while they're in college. She has 170 of them. They call them ambassadors. Her job is to stay connected with them and keep Republic in the front of their brain, and they pretty much have job offers upon graduation, and her job is to stay connected with that, to have that flow through from college to regional, and then we know they're gonna go to the majors, but that's her job. She's an ambassador for Republic Airlines working within the colleges.
I think they're going to have to do more and more of that. And again, getting to the high school guidance counselors and even moving into the middle schools to make raise awareness that these jobs are out there and that they're white collar, blue collar. They're, you don't have to go to college. Right. If you don't want to go to college, you can still be a part of aviation. Now, are you guys on the field this week? Do you have a booth?
We are. We have a booth over in... Actually, I'm going to let Lauren talk, because okay. I've been talking too much. Tell them where we're
yeah,
at.
No, so we have a booth over in the Career and Education Center where right when you walk in, C30. I'll be there all week, so come stop by and see me. We have an awesome giveaway, so check it out.
That is so cool. Now, online, yes. Where can people find you?
So everyone can find us at jsjulietsierrafirm.com. We are a free aviation job website for job seekers, and then aviation companies pay to advertise. And we have over 4,000 aviation companies that are posting on our website.
That's huge.
It's amazing.
That gives you jobs anywhere you want. So Lauren Miller, Abby Hutter, JS Firm, thank you so much for coming and visiting with us on EAA Radio and letting us know what the future is going to be.
Absolutely. Thanks, Robin.
Thanks a lot.